The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Hello there, Humpty Hump Day. 3/20/2019. How you doing? How you doing? Hump day, trying to make it over that hump. But I'm very happy for it tomorrow, which is Thursday, because finally, I'm going to have my furniture delivered. Yes, many of you know, I am now living the American dream. I'm a homeowner and loving it. Owning a home, it's a lot of work, but definitely gratifying, and I am happy to be a homeowner way more than I was living in an apartment. Granted, yes, apartment, I was paying a lot less in rent, but I wasn't paying towards something that is mine. I didn't have the freedoms like I have here. I can get a dog again, which I've been wanting to get forever. I can do what I want on the inside of the house and the outside of the house, not like a condo. So, yes, I am very happy. But I don't know how many of you have heard of Wayfair. So, after spending a humongous amount of money, as far as home cost, home closing, replacing the thermostat, that was the one thing I wanted to do right away, get that out of the way. Go the way of a smart thermostat, being that I have oil for my heating, which I really did not want because I know oil heating can be expensive, but I'm just happy to report. Let's see, I've been here since January, and I filled my tank up in January, and because I've been really disciplined in my as far as setting my thermostat 58 when I'm not here, 58 when I'm sleeping, and like 5 hours to 63 so it could heat up a little bit so when I sleep, and on the weekends I'll keep it at 63 all day until I'm ready to go to sleep at 58. So that's been working for me because it's now March 20th, and I'm at a half a tank. So that method's been working for me. So basically, all I've been doing is wearing more clothes. People, it's you're living in the winter in a cold climate place. You shouldn't be walking around inside the house with shorts on anyway. It's the winter. So I'm acting like it's the winter. That was a difference. In my apartment, when I wasn't paying for heat and hot water, I blasted that sucker 80 degrees and walked around in my underwear. All right, too much information there, but you know what I'm saying? So that system been working for me. But anyway, Wayfair, I decided to go that route to rebuild my furniture in the living room. And it's being delivered tomorrow, so I'm very happy about that. And I have a 3-day weekend coming up, so yeah. What's not to be happy about? It's getting warmer and warmer, and so, yes, I am very, very happy. My VPN, it's working really, really great. I still gotta get used to it because it slows things down, but it's worth it to me because I like my privacy. I've always liked my privacy, that which is another thing I love being a homeowner, my privacy. So that's the only thing that I need, which I'm going to have to probably get in the next 1 or 2 years is a privacy fence, because there's no fence in my backyard, and that's one thing I really want and need. I want a privacy fence, and I haven't decided if I'm going to get a dog before I get the fence or after. Ideally, I want to get it after I get the fence, but I really am really wanting a dog for the longest time, so I don't know. We'll see. I'll see what happens. What else? Yeah, that's about it that's going on. Let's get to a little bit of news, which might be a little old, but if I haven't heard about it, then it's new to me, and so it's new to you. So we know that Beto beat Bernie by raising $6.1 million in 24 hours. I say, go ahead, raise as much as you can, because you're not going to win. There's a poll out there that says Sanders tops Trump in Wisconsin. I say, let the old bastard go. Let him run, because Warren embraces underdog role. Elizabeth Warren, Biden wealth tarnishes middle class image. Of course it does. Of course it does. Burden of 40-year career. Of course it does. You're a career politician. What do you expect? What do you expect that's going to happen? Tell me, what do you expect is going to happen? Of course. Trump mocks IQ of whom? IQ, let's see. Trump calls Biden low IQ individual after verbal slip. Slippage. He had a slippage. He had a slippage. President Trump on Monday called Joe Biden a low IQ individual after the former vice president, had a slip of the tongue, nearly announced he was running for president in 2020. Joe Biden got tongue-tied over the weekend when he was unable to properly deliver a very simple line about his decision to run for president. Trump tweeted, get used to it, another low IQ individual. Joe Biden got tongue-tied over the weekend and when he was unable to properly deliver a very simple line. So, who cares? Let the old cow win. I mean, let the old battle axe run. He certainly ain't gonna win. White men dominate the field. Very funny. The Democrats, they are supposed to be diverse and inclusive, but white men dominate the field. You got Joe Biden, Bite Me Biden. You got Beto, and good old Bernie Sanders. Good old Bernie. So, how inclusive are they? Poor being left behind, blah, blah, blah. Diamond, D-I-M-O-N, says that. I don't know who you are, nor do I care. Do you hear? I don't care. Another one falls. Warner Brothers CEO out amid sex misconduct investigation. Okay. Social media posts to increase insurance costs. Algorithm scans. I see. Conservatives face tough fight as big tech censorship expands. This is something I do not like at all. Do not like it at all. Not one bit. Not one bit. Knock one bitty bitty bit. Bit 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 bitty 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 bit. As big tech censorship of conservatives becomes even more flagrant and overt, the old arguments about protecting the sanctity of the modern public square are now invalid. Our right to freely engage in public discourse through speech is under attack. From shadow bans on Facebook and Twitter to the monetizing of YouTube videos, that's happened to me. I don't get anything on my YouTube videos anymore. And it's because of my views. And you know what? It didn't stop me. I don't give a damn. You can demonetize my nuts. Okay, too much for a morning. Yes, I know. It's a bit much. Okay. I don't know why Fox News rehired this old cow Donna Brazile. But whatever. It's your funeral, idiots. Germany to renege on pledge to raise military spending, defying Trump. Tran building two nuke plants. Iran building two nuke plants. Okay, what else? Commander says all of Israel within reach of Hezbollah missiles. Macron threatens to ban yellow vest protests. Sack's police chief got sacked. France ban. Well, no, it's not the story I wanted. I wanted to know who got sacked. Come on, man. I don't know who got sacked. Let's try one more time. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's the French police chief. Let's see. It must be because that keeps coming up. Okay. I live in America. We're doing American news here. Thank you very much. Get rid of that. Gun owners in New Zealand brace for big changes to their right to carry. Man charged with distributing live stream of shooting, denied bail. In jail without fail, bail rock. Rise of sad rap. How hip hop got the blues. This is something. Let's see. I see a picture of Kanye. Let's see. The genre is often blamed for glamorizing violence and misogyny, but a new study reveals that rappers are prioritizing mental health and social angst in their lyrics. Rap is often blamed, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I have to admit, I hate rap music. I really do. I don't care about rap music. I don't. Now, you might say, what is going on? You got like 25 rap albums out there floating around. How could you hate it? My rap isn't like that. If you heard my... LeBron, new low. LeBron James. I don't like him, Bronny James. LeBron blocked late to cap career worst quarter. Ha. The worst season of LeBron James' career since he was a rookie hit a new low Sunday with James' worst shooting quarter in 16 years as a pro. In the Los Angeles Lakers 124-123 loss to the New York Knicks, James not only had his potential game-winning shot blocked in the final second by Mario Hezonja, but he went 4-for-15 from the field in the fourth quarter. 11 missed shots. Ha, 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 ha. LeBron James. Ha, 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 ha. I hate this guy. I really do. It's his politics. I mean, play, shut up and dribble a ball, Lord, like Laura Ingraham told you to do one time. And I tweeted to you many times, except my language was, shut the F up and play ball. I don't give a F about your politics. I never liked him even before I knew his politics, before he was vocal. Just never liked the man. He's a nightmare. You know what I mean? You're no Michael Jordan. You will never be a Michael Jordan. You don't know how to shut up. Pet Sematary premiere leaves fans and critics terrified. Huh. You know, when I was growing up, the original Pet Sematary was, what's that? The original Pet Sematary was scary, so I could imagine how this one is. Okay, why did it not let me go to it? You know, I'm having some problems because, let's see. Because I'm running on my VPN now, and certain sites just won't let me go there. I don't know why. I can't read that story. But anyway, I'm going to definitely check that out because I was a big fan of the one growing up. Jack the Ripper finally unmasked. DNA evidence proves identity. What's this? Remote Cape with world's cleanest air offers smog respite. I don't know what this is all about. Let's take a quick break. I smell my rice burning. I'll be right back.
Oh. Hump Day.
Hi, welcome back. So, what are we talking about today? Many things. Many things. The race, Andrew Yang draws campaign crowd of 3,000. Does anyone care? I hear crickets. Cricket, 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 cricket. Dark horse to get spotlight on Dem debate stage. The dark horse. Who might that be? Let's see if my equipment is working today. I don't know. Okay. It's not letting me click. What is going on here? Promise universal basic income news kazar. Poll says Sanders top Trumps in Wisconsin. I think I talked about that already. I'm not sure. Biden wealth tarnishes. Okay. This is a lot of stuff that we already discussed. Yes, we're not going to go back over these things anymore. I got to tell you, though, I am really looking forward to the spring being warm. I really and truly am, because it's a new world out there for me. I definitely need to get what they call not traditional spring cleaning. I think when people traditionally talk about spring cleaning, they think of as far as cleaning out the inside of the house, you know, things that you let accumulate over the year. But spring cleaning for me, I want to start, I wouldn't call it spring cleaning, I would say I want to start doing some projects as far as the outside of the home. I mean, like getting some little things done, like some of the wood that's starting to rot. I need to get someone to fix that so it doesn't get worse. Get my shed. It needs painting. It's really, yeah, I think that's a small project I can handle. But painting the house, I'd need to hire someone. But I think painting the tool shed and cleaning out the tool shed, because it's filthy in there. I'm pretty sure I can handle that myself. I'm not sure if I want to actually put any tiles down in there. I'm still debating. And just little things like that. Like, I don't know if I want to plant anything, because the yard has pretty much anything, all the plants that I need, so I don't know that I have anything that I need to plant. I would like to plant, like maybe in the backyard, pick out a little section and get a little garden going as far as fruits and maybe some vegetables, you know, do stuff like that. So that's what I am looking forward to. And I really can't wait until I'm able to fence in the yard, because that's my ultimate, is to have a privacy fence put up and have a dog. But one day at a time, one day at a time. The world was not built in one day. So I know that I cannot try to rush and do things, because when you try to rush things, that's when things just go wrong. So, it's not good to try to rush things. So, yeah, I think that I will take things nice and slow and keep things going. I'm definitely enjoying my 4K TV a lot more than I thought I would. I didn't know how big of a difference it was going to be, even though I have been to, you know, the stores and seen them on the display playing. I didn't realize how dramatic of a change it is. It really is that big of a dramatic change. I mean, obviously there's not a lot of 4K content out there, and that was the downside from me going and getting one. But I was like, you know what, I am going to put a new TV in my living room. So what am I going to do? Buy a regular HD TV and put it in my living room, sure, it would be less money. But in the long run, how long is that TV going to last me when there's so much 4K content available? I would have to get rid of it. And so I didn't want to do that. I wanted it to last me a while. So I got a 4K TV, pretty good size, with surround sound, and it's amazing. I just don't want to get out the living room. I mean, it's a big change, because in my apartment, when I lived in the apartment, I would just I would watch TV in the bedroom all the time, pretty much. Did not watch TV in the living room. But I just didn't feel that comfortable there, honestly. I mean, this was an apartment that, when I first moved in, first of all, you know something is shady when the landlord asked you to meet him in the nighttime. So I didn't think anything of it, and showed me the apartment at night, and everything looks great because it's night, right? Everything is great. And like an idiot, I didn't think twice. I just signed the lease, and then that's it. He owned me. So once I already signed the lease, now spring forward to the morning, and I go back there, and I'm like, what is this dump? A ghetto? First of all, there's a big blue tarp covering the roof, so that tells me that the roof has a hole and it leaks. I mean, that was insane. I would have never signed that if I saw it went there in the daytime, and I think he knew that. So what a deuce. And so, and yes, for a year straight, I had problems when it rained with water, you know, coming in. Then you had the floor leaking. You had a maintenance guy who was pretty much never much available. He was the poor guy, nice guy and everything, but he was always sick. So he couldn't really do much. And so he finally got rid of him. But by then, I was already on my way out the door. Gone, out of there. And then he wants to charge me a premium because I, quote unquote, left furniture behind that he told me I could leave behind. All right, you'll be all right, guy. Whatever. I'm not even paying you no mind. Paying you no mind at all. Because you were a slumlord. A slumlord. You heard? Yes, he was. He was definitely a slummy slumlord. But I'm very much looking forward to joining a new church, but that's going to be a process. I'm just not going to join any church because, as you know, there's a lot of politics in different churches. Catholic, it's out. I'm not going to be a Catholic. I'm just not going to be a Catholic. Just me, but many of the Catholic priests are just, you know, what can I say? They're not good people. They really aren't. I mean, many of them are molesting altar boys and nuns, apparently. So yeah, that's not where I wanted to go. I don't want to head that way. So I definitely want to stick with the Apostolic Church. And so I don't know if there's any in my neighborhood. There's a lot of church, but like Baptists I see, and what else did I see? A couple other churches, but that's not what I'm looking for. So I will definitely do some research and look into it. Then once I do join the church, I'll quickly learn if there's politics in that church or not, and I'm not gonna continue and deal with that, you know, because for the minute I sense any politics and left leaning stuff and trying to make me be something that I'm not, I'm there to learn about the Word of God. I'm there to worship God. I'm not there for your crap. So let's take a break. I'll be right back.
I spy, drive, fear. Our condition is severe. I spy, drive, fear. But the day is almost here to vote, vote, vote. Unless you want more crybabies on the Supreme Court. Vote, vote, vote. To grab him by his little turn and then chop it off short. It's gonna be tough on poor billionaires, cutting their tax breaks to save Medicare. Let's try to locate some semblance of truth and stage a revolt inside the body. Vote, vote, vote. Vote them all out. Make this revolt come about. Vote, vote, vote. Cause everything hinges on voter turnout. Vote, vote, vote. While there is still time to make changes and salvage the earth. Vote, vote, vote. For once that is gone, there is nothing that has any worth. Species extinction and lying galore. Deregulations and revolving doors. We're on a path that is beyond insane, but there is a way to begin again. But, change won't come without it. Leave no question or doubt. And vote, cause everything hinges on voter turnout. Let's vote. Resources in people, not in endless war. Vote, vote, vote. That is what we thoughtfully created voting booths for. Money in politics has got to change. Puppeteers pulling the strings they arrange. Corporations are people, they say, so why aren't they all in prison today? Vote, vote, let's go all out. Make sure there is no doubt. Vote, 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 cause everything hinges on voter turnout. Let's vote!
Welcome back, welcome back. PoliticalBombShow.cf. Don't forget to follow us on Snapchat and keep up with my shenanigans and my crazy entertainment. Okay, it's P-Bombshow. P-Bombshow. Okay, China says it has arrested 13,000 terrorists in Xinjiang. I don't know how you pronounce these things. Let's see. China has claimed to arrest 13,000 terrorists over the last 5 years after as it launched an aggressive propaganda campaign in defense of its restrictive measures in far western regime. Who knows? China lied. They lie like a rug. They lie like a rug. They really lie a lot. Who knows? You can't believe them. You really can't. Tarantino plots comeback. Oh, I don't care. You could plot some plot this. Plot, plot, plot. Experts see clear links in Boeing crashes. That's really horrible. Really horrible. Who can only see with night vision? This is interesting. Let's see. Let's see. Air controller wowed by pilot's ability to see mystery object over Las Vegas with night vision update. Around 9 p.m. local time on Saturday, March 16, 2019, as an air ambulance helicopter was flying roughly 15 miles west of central Las Vegas when something odd caught his eye during the exchange with an air traffic controller. The pilot of Mercy Air 21 on Augusta 119 Cola, a helicopter, noted spotting an unidentified object some distance from his position, and only he was likely able to see it in the darkness as he was wearing night vision goggles. So what did he see? He's not saying what he saw. It doesn't say. The controller responded that he had nothing on radar in the area where he was seeing the object, but when he heard the pilot could only see it through the night vision goggles, he responded with amazement. It still didn't tell us what it was. You can hear the pilot alert the controller to spotting something over the Southern Hills area. Are you going to tell us what it is or no? The red arrow is the location of the hospital. I don't see anything there. It's not telling us what it is. Okay, I'm done with this story. It's pissing me off. You really pissed me off. You really pissed Sam Smith, considering sex change, not male or female. What the boop? I don't believe you. Are you insane? What's wrong with you? This I can't. Sam Smith comes out as non-binary. I'm not male or female. You certainly look like a male to me. You look like a Caucasian male hair to me. I don't know what you are, what you think you are. He was speaking to actress Jamela Jamil about fame, body image, and confidence. I don't know what's wrong. He's a good-looking guy. Why would he want to F himself up? I don't understand. I think he's whacked in the head, honestly, people who want to do stuff like that. I've always had a little bit of war going within my body and mind. Yeah, you're psychotic. Sam said in the interview, I do think like a woman sometimes in my head. That's my woman voice. Sometimes I've questioned, do I want a sex change? It's something I still think about. Like, do I want to? Many non-binary people don't identify as either male or female and use the pronouns they or them instead of he or she. Sam says listening to conversations about being non-binary made him realize that was how he identified. I'm not male or female. God would beg to differ with that. And I think the penis in between your leg would beg to differ, saying that you are male. But that's just me. I don't know. He added that he always resented being feminine in many ways and describes being non-binary as being your own special creation, existing between genders. I knew I was different until the age 21. Okay, I don't care. I had enough of your BS, you freaking retard. I'm non-binary. F out of here. I'm non-binary. I'm not male or female. I feel fine. Get the F out of here. You people are sick in the head, dumb idiot. Oh, look at me. I am non-binary. Yay! People are really psychotic, honestly. All right, I think I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I am finito. Kellyanne Conway's husband suggests Trump has narcissistic personality disorder. His condition is getting worse. So is your barfly of a wife. Inside Rudy's vanishing act. Huh, that is true. You know what? I haven't heard about Rudy Giuliani forever. What is going on there? Inside Rudy Giuliani's vanishing act. Rudy had vanished from television. He needed to. He was a gaffe. He needed to get off TV. Honestly, he really did. So, Mueller pursues new collusion leads despite talk of probe winding down. I've had it. I'm tired. I'm sick of it. I hope everyone have a nice hump day, and I will see you soon.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.